98.5 Star 98 with Steve and Laura.
Yesterday when we were kind of prepping for today's show, we came across this idea to find out how gross are you compared to everyone else. Seemed like a great idea yesterday. Now that we're about to do it, maybe it's not such a good idea.
Well, we got to do something, so we might as well do that. I'm in.
Let me just pick a few of these questions.
Bring them on.
All right. How often do you change your sheets? Compared to most people, we're going to see where you measure up. How often do you change your sheets?
We really don't change them that much. We don't change them hardly at all, really. I can't remember the last time I changed
them.
I can't remember the last time I changed them. I mean, we wash them, and like every maybe 2 weeks, we'll wash them and then just put them back on the bed.
That's what I mean. How often do you do that?
That's not changing. That's not what I would consider changing your sheets.
How often do you take your sheets off and wash them and put them back on, aka changing your sheets?
That's not changing my sheets.
Listen,
the sheets are not being changed; they're just being washed. Changing sheets to me would be taking your old dirty sheets and then putting a whole new set on. That's changing your sheets.
See, I told you this wasn't not a good idea. Let's move on to this one. Do you ever wear a shirt twice without washing it? Because 87% of people said they do.
I always wear like an undershirt and then like a sweatshirt over the top, typically. So that bottom shirt, no. That gets thrown in the wash. Except on the weekend. So like on a Friday, if I have this T-shirt on,
Shower Saturday?
Well, I take it off. I'll take it off before I go to bed.
Okay.
And then for my morning coffee, I may put that shirt back on if I'm just hanging out at home, and then throw it in the wash at some point later in the day.
I've been wearing the same outfit all week. Nobody has noticed, so.
You have not?
I haven't. But I would generally do the smell test on a shirt or a jacket or, like you said, if you have something on underneath against your body and an outer layer, the blazer or the little cardigan is not probably going to, it's probably going to smell more like the perfume I sprayed on than anything else.
Right. Yeah, I had baseball practice earlier this week. And so I had like a sweatshirt that I wore for baseball practice, but it was cold out, so I didn't sweat.
Right.
And I wore that same sweatshirt then to work the next day. But not the undershirts have got to be washed every time.
Oh, God. Then this question. What's an acceptable amount of time to leave dishes in the sink? You know I hate to do dishes, but 55% of people said one day.
A whole day?
You think more or less?
Less.
Like what?
Hours tops.
Oh no.
A whole day? Gross.
I mean, I may have something, a pot sitting in my sink from like a week ago.
Listen.
It's not even dirty because I rinse it, so it's perfectly clean. It just needs the soap sanitization.
It's been in there for a week?
Listen, I haven't been home a lot, and I do not like to waste water, so I rinse it really well, and then I let it sit there until I have a full load. Because everything else I put in the dishwasher, normal plates and cups and silverware, but I have some pots and pans that can't go in the dishwasher, and so I'm not just going to wash
those. So the pots and pans are sitting there in the...
Oh, yeah, they're just piled up.
Oh, come on.
Stench all over. No, they're rinsed, so they're clean. They're just sitting there waiting for the final Dawn dish soap dunk that they're going to get, and then they go into the strainer.
I could not live with you.
Well, a good thing you don't, because we'd have to argue over changing our sheets. Well, we're not going to change them. We're going to wash them. My God, that's what I meant.
Not the same thing. It's not the same thing.
Steve and Laura in the morning on Star 98.